And now Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticized the U.S. President Barack Obama for failing to condemn the recent murder of the three Muslim students in North Carolina.
From here, I call on Obama. You are the U.S. president. I also call on Mr. Biden and Mr. Kerry to condemn the attack. We are politicians. We are responsible for everything happening in our countries. We have to show our stance. When people vote for us, they trust us with their assets, their safety, their lives. They give us trust in the polls. If you, after an incident, an attack like this, remain silent, the world will also stay silent with you.
In a press conference with his Mexican counterpart, Erdogan called on Obama to end his silence on the horrific crime in Chapel Hill. 23-year-old Deshadi Barakat, his wife Yusur Muhammad Abu Salha, and her sister Razan were shot dead on Tuesday. A 46-year-old man who frequently posted anti-Islam posts on Facebook has been arrested on suspicion of three counts of first-degree murder. And this horrific murder of the three Muslim students in the U.S. state of North Carolina and the perceived international media misrepresentation of their deaths has prompted organizers in London to call an emergency vigil. The rally held in front of U.K. state broadcaster, the BBC, sought to highlight the media bias when it came to reporting issues surrounding Muslims and Islam. Amina Taylor reports.
I'm a dental student at UNC. And I need your help.
The tragic deaths of Dia Barakat, Yusur Abu Salah, and her sister Razan touched those who heard about the murders. But it was the reporting of the story, however, that infuriated many who saw the clear bias when the victims of violence were Muslims as opposed to the alleged perpetrators.
We all condemn the killings in Paris, but I mean, no life is worth more than another life. Every human is equal, no matter the race, the ethnicity, or their belief.
It seems clearly to the media that Muslims' lives do not matter. Muslims' lives are worth less. You know, there's a narrative clearly that if a non-Muslim loses their life, it's more important than a Muslim, you know, because there's a narrative of Islamophobia.
The location of this demonstration is not without significance. Protesters who have gathered outside the offices of the BBC, that's the British Broadcasting Corporation, the state broadcasters, want them to know that they also stand accused of misrepresenting Islam and Muslim issues, both at home and abroad.
As a publicly funded body, demonstrators wanted to hold the BBC to account for the way it has not only dealt with the story of these murders, but of other domestic issues.
There couldn't be a better place to be right now to tell the BBC that they have to show this because, as you can see, Muslim lives matter, and if they're not going to cover this kind of news, then why are they here? What's their purpose? Like, if they're going to just show one side of the story.
When Nigel Farage describes Muslims as a fifth column, when Rupert Murdoch says every Muslim should apologise, we said this is the wrong atmosphere to build up. And the reason why they're ignoring the murders of those three young people in the UK is so that we believe that you can scapegoat Muslims for what's going on in this country.
Those at Thursday's rally want to pressure the media into presenting stories with the same level of coverage and criticism, irrespective of race and religion. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.